Welcome to your GCSE Further Mathematics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most satisfying topics in the mechanics unit, impulse, momentum, and collisions. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, work through the key formulas, tackle exam technique, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. Section 1. Core concepts. So, what actually is momentum? Think of it this way. A tennis ball and a lorry are both moving at the same speed. Which one is harder to stop? The lorry, obviously. That's because momentum depends on both mass and velocity. The formula is beautifully simple. P equals m times v. Momentum equals mass times velocity. The units are kilogram meters per second, written as kilogram per s. And here's the crucial thing for your exam. Momentum is a vector quantity. It has both magnitude and direction. If you forget to account for direction, you will lose marks. Every time. Now, the principle of conservation of linear momentum is the backbone of every collision question. It states that the total momentum of a system remains constant, provided no external forces act on it. In equation form, m1u1 plus m2u2 equals m1v1 plus m2v2. Where u represents initial velocity and v represents final velocity. Before the collision, total momentum. After the collision, total momentum. They're equal. This is your starting point for almost every question on this topic. Let's talk about Newton's experimental law, sometimes called the law of restitution. This is where the coefficient of restitution E comes in. The coefficient of restitution is a number between 0 and 1 that tells you how bouncy a collision is. The formula is V1 minus V2 equals negative E times the quantity U1 minus U2. In plain English, the relative speed of separation equals E times the relative speed of approach. Notice the negative sign. This is where so many candidates drop marks. The sign convention is critical. When E equals 1, we have a perfectly elastic collision. The relative speed of separation equals the relative speed of approach. Kinetic energy is conserved. When E equals 0, we have a perfectly inelastic collision. The bodies stick together and move as one. Maximum kinetic energy is lost. For most real collisions, E is somewhere between 0 and 1. The exam will often give you E and ask you to find velocities, or give you velocities and ask you to find E. Either way, you need both conservation of momentum and Newton's experimental law. Two equations. Two unknowns. Now let's talk about impulse. Impulse is the change in momentum. The formula is impulse equals mv minus mu. That's final momentum minus initial momentum. The units are Newton seconds, written ns, which is the same as kilogram per s. Impulse is also equal to force times time for a constant force. And for a variable force, you calculate it using integration. The integral of f with respect to t between the time limits, this is a higher level skill that can appear in the more challenging questions. For two-dimensional collisions, oblique impacts, you need to resolve velocities into components. The key rule for a smooth sphere hitting a smooth fixed surface is this. The component of velocity parallel to the surface is unchanged. The component of velocity perpendicular to the surface, the normal component, is multiplied by e and reversed in direction. So if the sphere hits the wall with a normal component of u, it leaves with a normal component of e times u. The tangential component stays the same. This is the rule. Learn it. It's the foundation of every oblique impact question. When dealing with oblique impacts between two spheres, the impulse acts along the line of centers. That's the line joining the centers of the two spheres at the moment of impact. You resolve velocities along this line, and apply Newton's experimental law. Velocities perpendicular to the line of centers are unchanged for each sphere. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk exam technique. The number one tip, always draw a diagram. I cannot stress this enough. Draw the two objects, draw velocity arrows with clear labels, and define your positive direction. This one habit will save you from sign errors and help you set up your equations correctly every single time. The second tip, state your principle before you use it. Write conservation of momentum or Newton's experimental law before your equation. Examiner's award a method mark for this, and it also forces you to think clearly about what you're doing. Third tip, be consistent with your sign convention. Choose a positive direction at the start, usually to the right, and stick to it throughout. If a velocity is to the left, it's negative. If you change convention halfway through, your answer will be wrong. Now, common mistakes. The most frequent error is getting the sign wrong in Newton's experimental law. Remember, V1 minus V2 equals negative E times U1 minus U2. The left-hand side is the velocity of the first body minus the velocity of the second body after the collision. The right-hand side is negative E times the same difference before the collision. If you write it as V2 minus V1 equals E times U1 minus U2, you'll get the right numerical answer, but you may confuse yourself with signs. Pick one form and stick to it. The second common mistake is confusing impulse with work done. Impulse is force times time. Work done is force times distance. They sound similar, but they're completely different. Impulse changes momentum, work changes kinetic energy. Don't mix them up. Third mistake. In oblique impact questions, candidates often apply Newton's experimental law to the wrong component. It only applies to the component along the line of action of the impulse, perpendicular to the surface for a wall impact, or along the line of centers for a sphere-on-sphere impact. The parallel component is unchanged. Write this down before you start. Fourth mistake, forgetting that must be between 0 and 1 inclusive. If your calculated value of E comes out greater than 1 or negative, you've made an error. Use this as a check. For questions involving variable forces and integration, make sure you apply the correct limits of integration. The limits are the time values, not position values. And remember to include the constant of integration if you're finding a general expression rather than a definite integral. Section 3, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1, what is the formula for momentum? The answer is P equals MV, mass times velocity, units, qui se me parece. Question 2. State the principle of conservation of linear momentum, total momentum before equals, total momentum after, provided no external forces act. Question 3. What does a coefficient of restitution of 0 mean? The collision is perfectly inelastic. The bodies stick together. Maximum kinetic energy is lost. Question 4. In an oblique impact with a smooth fixed wall, what happens to the component of velocity parallel to the wall? It is unchanged. Question 5. What is the formula for impulse in terms of force and time for a variable force? Impulse equals the integral of f with respect to t between the time limits. Question 6. If E equals 1, what type of collision is it? Perfectly elastic. Kinetic energy is conserved. Question 7. Write down Newton's experimental law for a direct collision. V1 minus V2 equals negative E times the quantity U1 minus U2. Section 4, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up. Here are the 7 things you absolutely must take into your exam on this topic. 1, momentum is P equals MV. It's a vector. Direction matters. 2, conservation of momentum. M1 U1 plus M2 U2 equals M1 V1 plus M2 V2. Use this for every collision. 3. Newton's experimental law, V1 minus V2 equals negative E times U1 minus U2. The coefficient of restitution E is between 0 and 1. 4. Impulse equals MV minus MU. For a constant force, impulse equals F times T. For a variable force, integrate F with respect to T. 5. For oblique impacts, resolve into components. The normal component is multiplied by E and reversed. The tangential component is unchanged. 6. Always draw a diagram and define your positive direction before starting any calculation. When it comes, 7. Check your answer. Is E between 0 and 1? Do the velocities make physical sense? Does the faster body end up slower after the collision? That's it for today's episode on impulse, momentum, and collisions. You've covered the core theory, the key formulas, the most common mistakes, and tested your recall. Keep practicing with past paper questions, and remember, the more you practice setting up the equations clearly and consistently, the more confident you'll feel in the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.